This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the Chilean President Gabriel Boric Font and appreciated his commitment to strengthening India-Chile cooperation. Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the Chilean President's discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today would foster new partnerships and enhance bilateral engagement. Later this afternoon, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President Boric in New Delhi today. The visiting dignitary will also meet with the President, Drauvdi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President of Chile is on a five-day visit to India from today. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile cultural connect. President Drauvdi Murmu has said that the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment infrastructure and nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the commemoration of RBI's 90th year in Mumbai today, the President highlighted that the central bank's remarkable journey over the past nine decades has been aligned with the vision and policies of the government.
The RBI has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment instrument infrastructure. It has ensured that digital transactions are not only seamless and efficient, but also secure.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that Waqf Amendment Bill does not seek to confiscate anyone's property. He added that it is intended to give justice. While speaking to the media outside Parliament, Mr. Joshi accused the opposition of misleading the people on the bill. Meanwhile, Congress MP Ujjwal Raman said elaborate discussion must be held on the Waqf Amendment Bill and it should not be passed in haste. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that under Operation Brahma, an Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft departed for Mandalay from Delhi today morning, carrying 16 tons of essential humanitarian aid, rice and essential food items. He said a ship of Indian Navy INS Ghadiyal departed from Vishakhapatnam with 442 metric tons of essential food items. Dr. Jayashankar informed that the Indian Army Field Hospital Unit has been operationalized in Mandalay. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over to Myanmar authorities in Yangon yesterday. The relief materials were presented by Indian Ambassador to Myanmar, Abhay Thakur. Three more Indian Navy ships, INS Karmuk, INS Ghadiyal and LCUS-2 are en route to Yangon with over 500 tons of additional aid material. Union Home Minister Amit Shah stated that the government is taking a giant stride towards building a naxal-free Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the nation has achieved a new milestone by significantly reducing the number of districts most affected by left-wing extremism from 12 to just 6. The Home Minister emphasized that the government is building a Sashakt, Surakshit and Samridh Bharat with a firm approach to Naxalism while ensuring all-pervasive development. The Home Minister further stated that Bharat is determined to uproot Naxalism completely by 31st of March 2026. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma has strongly condemned the statement made by Bangladesh's interim government chief adviser Muhammad Yunus referring to the seven sister states of Northeast India as landlocked and positioning Bangladesh as their guardian of ocean access. He termed the remark as offensive and unacceptable. The IMD has forecast above normal maximum temperature over most parts of the country during April to June this year. IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said, from April to June, most parts of North and East India, Central India and the plains of Northwest India are expected to experience 2 to 4 more heat wave days than normal.
अप्रैल में जून के गर्म मौसम ऋतु के दौरान दक्षिण प्रायद्वीप मध्य भारत पूर्व भारत और उत्तर पश्चिम भारत के मैदानी इलाकों के अधिकांश हिस्सों में सामान्य से अधिक हीट वेव होने का संभावना है ईस्ट इंडिया और ईस्ट सेंट्रल इंडिया जैसे कि छत्तीसगढ़ उड़ीसा झारखंड ईस्ट यूपी बिहार एंड एडजोइनिंग एरियाज ऑफ वेस्ट बंगाल ये एक इलाका है और यहाँ
एंड दैट इज द एंड ऑफ दिस न्यूज़ बुलेटिन।